to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Devour's remix of Waters of March, performed by Yep. And before that, you heard the Devour's remix of Kiss in the Mirror, performed by Future Star. And that voice you just heard is Future Star.
That's me. I'm here.
That was fun. We obviously all love Devour's Jeff and his work. You've collaborated with him on just quite a few occasions.
Yeah, well, we did a tour together when he was Golden Age of Wrestling. Mm-hmm. As he was Golden Age of Wrestling and I was Future Star, we did a little just like Island Sunshine Coast thing. We actually played. It was, oh man, yeah, we played a show together. We played a show together on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom's jazz band opened.
What? Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like you know when you're like, damn, that was good.
It's an all-timer.
It was an all-timer, like literally, and like I think I sang a couple songs with my mom's jazz band too, because like,
wow.
Because sometimes
what a
we
great thing to be
together.
Able to do.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I love my mom, and like, yeah. Anyway. What was I saying though? Yeah, and then he remixed one of my songs. Well, not remixed, he like feeded me on a song from Golden Age of Wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's on his newest album. It's called Labradorite.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the song that he sampled. I don't know, do we want to play the song that he sampled it out of? Or do we want to play Labradorite? I don't know.
We can do both back to back if you want.
We can do anything we want.
We're playing no rules.
We're still
today.
Doing a huge announcement today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Huge.
Yeah, huge announcement. Like, literally, it's honestly kind of a big deal, but we're making you sit.
It's game changing.
It's kind of game changing.
Mm-hmm. In terms of other guesses that people have had,
yes.
Can you confirm or deny that the big breaking news is you are getting double married?
So this is the thing, that's not a real that, unless I would have to divorce Becca and then remarry them, I think. But I don't want to divorce them because I think that sounds like kind of an annoying, expensive thing.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of low-key would never want to get married again, because like, this is the thing, having a wedding is like the most, this is okay, so last summer I got married, it was wonderful, it was the best day of my life, it was so beautiful. But like,
let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what the question is, but yes.
Basically, so like, I got married June 21st, I think was when we got married. but literally like a month.
You know exactly the day, you're just obfuscating because you're on the radio.
For privacy.
You don't, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. but yeah, literally, my dad got diagnosed with cancer in October 2022. Fall 2022, and so he was going through chemo, he was doing all this stuff, we weren't even sure he was going to make it to the wedding to like walk me down the aisle. He did, thank God, but like I'm just so grateful for that, but he ended up dying a month later. Yeah, so like the whole experience was wonderful, it's like literally wonderful, and yet I never ever want to do that again, because
totally.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
It was like I actually can't describe the feeling that that was, because it was like every feeling at once, like
totally.
Literally happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's like joy, grief, all those big ones, you know. Mm-hmm.
And those are hard enough on their own.
They are
at
a time, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the best day of my life, though. It was like actually perfect. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, I'm really, yeah, wonderful day. Let's not do it again.
Yeah, yeah. We have a similar perspective in my household
as
well. Like there's a little less grief, mm-hmm. but like loved it. But that doing that once.
It's also so expensive, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, we were like, oh man, yeah. Yeah, weddings. It's fun. It's great. I can't wait to go to everyone else's wedding.
Yeah, the best wedding is often someone else's.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is a confirmation that you are not getting double married.
I'm not getting double married. No, okay. That's not the announcement.
That would have been a good one, though.
I honestly, people would be stoked, I think.
Yeah,
people would be
absolutely.
Excited about that.
But the DJ of Love granted you your one
My
request.
One request, not both of them.
Yeah.
I would be the same person. That's the thing.
Again.
You could renew your vows, but usually
that's... Wait till we're like 65,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
So it's the same person that keeps going to play the same song at the jukebox.
Yeah.
So you are getting double married, but not for several decades.
Not for several decades, and we haven't, like, we're not, the official announcement for that one hasn't dropped yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're kind of banking on people forgetting this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, that is super cool. I'm glad that you were able to have a magical day.
Yeah.
On the last summer.
Yeah.
How has married life been since? Does it rule?
It rules. I love being married. I love being able to be like my spouse.
Yeah.
And I love being a wife. Oh, my God. Yeah. I love being wifey. It's just, ugh. It's like, it really satisfies. Anyways, I don't know. Like, it just, I really like it. You know? Yeah. I love being married. I love my partner. I feel grateful every day that I found them and they found me, you know? It's pretty messed up how in love we are. It's like kind of...
Yeah. Barfy, gross. So do you just like all the... Any pining love songs that you used to play, you just like have cut them out because you're like, oh, don't relate to these anymore.
I'll still play them. I'll still play them, but it's for other people. It's, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like... And, like, all the songs that, like, it's so funny, like, there's that, like, is it, like, Lucy Dacus being, like, oh, this song, love song's gonna be singing it about someone else or something? Is that Night Shift or something?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe? It kind of feels like that, and it's kind of embarrassing, but it's because, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, like, when you're singing songs and you're, like, oh, this kind of, like, is not about this person, but... basically is, you know what I mean? Like,
my wife is hearing me sing songs about my ex. No, that I wrote while I was with my wife. What?
No, yeah, no. Yeah, but it's I like the songs, you know. It's funny because people are always like, oh, you know, that song made me feel something or whatever. You know what I mean? When people come to you and they're like, that made me cry. And I'm like, I just think it's a good song, you know? Like, I don't even really think about what it means.
I didn't attach any emotions to it at all.
Yeah, no, like, I had the emotions about it ages ago, and now it's just a song, you know? That's the whole point of writing songs. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, but it is fun. I like doing it. You know, singing songs is good.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
We're big fans of the songs you sing.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Oh my gosh.
Now you've mentioned the tour that you went on with Golden Age of Wrestling.
Yeah.
Have you done like a lot of touring, or was that one of your first forays into it?
I've done not with Future Star, really, honestly. Like, I've been on to Calgary a couple times, or like, not Calgary once and then Edmonton once, but not like touring properly, because it's like, man, I really want to, and I'm like really hoping for that for the future, but like, I haven't done so much up till now, you know. I've done a lot of touring with like Only a Visitor and stuff, and like when I was with Kidnap Kids, we did like a little tour down the California coast, and that was wonderful. That was my first experience with touring, and I was like, wow, real rock band, you know, like,
this is what life is.
This
like.
Is what life is about.
Being tour memories.
I'm 19 years old. And I'm like, what am I doing? Oh man, yeah.
I've noticed that it's like become less of a priority for some bands. So, I mean, it's just in this economy.
Well, it's
I mean?
A little in this. Honestly, I do feel like everyone's, but COVID kind of screwed things up, because it's like, kind of screwed things up. Like egregious understatement of the century.
In one specific way.
Yeah, like, it really messed things up for me, because I put out my album. It was really hard to promote. Sorry. Oh, so.
But it's true.
No, you know, it's like, it really, like I have a website, and I have like all my shows I've ever done on one page, like from 2017, I think, until the present. And if you go to like, man, it's like, I was doing a lot of stuff. I was doing a lot of stuff 2017, 2018, 2019.
Like, huh, you took a break, huh?
2010, 2020, it's like four things and they're all online. 2021, three things and they're all online. Like 2022, and it's like, it's really hard to get back. And like, because you do you replace the time you spend doing those things with other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, wait, I need to do those things that I also like doing, or like have started doing now, but then I also, how do I reintegrate this thing that I used to do back when I could do it in a world where you can kind of do that now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you know, you grow to fill the space that that was empty because the music live in front of people wasn't a possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And you grow to like the things that you filled that space with. And then it's like, well, do I give that up? Do I, how can I, do I do both? Do I have the time,
have
and,
the
energy
time and energy to do both?
Yeah. Can I feed my sourdough starter while also managing a rock and roll group?
No, yeah. But it's like, it's funny because it's like, man, like, even like 2023, like, I was busy during 2023 doing stuff, but it was really hard to find time to like, I don't think I really went to shows. I was also working weekends for all of 2023. I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the first 4 months, I was working night shift on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 12-hour shifts. And then from May until December, I was working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it was like, I don't have time to go to shows. I don't have time to show my face. I don't have time to play shows. You know what I mean? And it's just like, I just didn't have time. I literally, like, it's like, that's what happens when you work weekends. And I was like, I kind of liked it in a way. Like, I was like, ooh, I get my weekdays, or I get 4 days off. Like, I'm just kind of like grooving and down, moving and grooving. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, I don't know, when I got switched back to weekdays, I was like, this is actually probably a good thing. I think I need to, like, be more of a weekend type person again or something, you know?
Well, if you want to be performing,
performing,
you know,
and
there
also,
are weekday shows, but, yeah, but you, the bigger shows are going to be Fridays and Saturdays.
And it's
right?
Like, there's not, I even noticed, like, I've, like, looking at, like, the landscape of things or whatever, which also, it's 8:43, so I don't know if we want to do our big announcement. I don't know. What do you think? I'm sorry.
Let's play, finish your thought.
Yeah.
We'll play one more song, we'll come back, and then do the announcement.
Okay, so I'm going to finish my thought, which is basically that I feel like there's not as many weekday shows anymore at all. Like, when I remember when I was younger, it was like, man, Tuesday night, yeah, I'm going to a show. Thursday night, yeah, I'm going to a show. Maybe there are shows, and I just don't know them because I'm old, you know?
It's a possibility, but I do think that, COVID did make things contract.
Yeah,
right?
Things feel different,
things aren't open as late. Things don't happen as often. I think it's sort of been condensed down to be more weekend heavy.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Because like the Red Gate schedule used to be
it was Monday to Sunday.
Six nights a week.
Yeah.
And now it's like two or three.
It's really it's just an interesting thing. Yeah. Anyways.
What are we thinking? What are we gonna jam on here?
We can play the aforementioned Golden Age of Wrestling featuring Future Star. Although we've already played Jeff three times. Twice. I don't know if we need to go three times. We can pick an oldie but a goodie by Future Star. What do we think about going right back to the very beginning and hearing karaoke?
Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to the very
short and sweet too, so we'll save lots of room for the big
announcement. Stick around. 90.1 FM CJSF.
In the meantime, this is Karaoke by Future Star.
And we're back.
Future Star. Future Star in studio.
It's me, Future Star. Future star, more like current star, am I right?
Absolutely.
I was going to say earlier, when you were talking about deciding you deserved it, yeah, not yeah. future star, current star.
At this point,
current
it's
star
ironic.
Deserves it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so before we get to the big announcement, can you confirm or deny that the big announcement, the big breaking news is that Swag is back?
Swag never left.
Swag never left.
Swag never left.
You're fools if you thought otherwise.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was yeah, I agree. The Swag is here to stay. The Swag is all over the music that is on Bandcamp that you can go listen to today. Futurestar.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Is it time?
Is it time?
Is it think?
Did you guys have like a drum roll sound effect?
We can make one.
I don't know. When should I say it?
And the big announcement is...
I got signed to Mint.
What? Yeah! Daily with my commas, pissing off my mama, getting all these new tattoos. And I ain't saying that I'm Nickelback, kicking it in Cali with today's who's who. But everybody's got a song called Rockstar. Lately I've been feeling like one, so I wrote one too. And it goes like... in my DMs. They got me dead cause they said that I'm killing it. Started out with rifles, trucks and hunting season. Now I got my middle finger up like a kid again. Wasn't trying to make it, then I went and made it. Then I made a song about whiskey and they played it. Dang, it's been a good run for a lucky redneck. But I still got a box to check cause everybody's got a song called Rockstar. Running up the pop chart, talking all the shit they do. Houdini with my commas, pissing on my mama, getting all these new tattoos. And I ain't saying that I'm Nickelback, kicking it in Cali with today's who's who. But everybody's got a song called Rockstar. Lately I've been feeling like one, so I wrote that it go like.
Rockstar. That's right. Signed to Mint Records.
Holy smokes.
Oh, super yeah. exciting.
Yeah, honestly, like teenage dream shit, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
So like how long have you been wanting to get this out into the world?
Since I signed the thing or whatever, you know, like, yeah, yeah. contract. It's very hard for me to keep a secret. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's, well, it's crazy. I'm like, yeah.
It's so funny because it seems like you replaced telling the secret, revving up the hype machine, which I think is like a really great way of channeling that energy.
You didn't announce the secret. You just announced that there was a secret.
Exactly.
Which you, like, letting the steam off a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, tamping off the pressure or whatever.
Okay, so what does that mean? Because, like, obviously, there's a huge deal, and it's really cool.
Yes.
And the, like, so, the imagination is running with, like, the next steps.
Well, I can tell you one thing, which is that I am releasing a single.
Let's go!
In, I think, on April 16th. I'm pretty sure it's April 16th. Yeah. So I've got a show with Buddy at the Lido on April 21st. You should come.
Yeah.
And... that's like the celebration for releasing the single. Sort of like, it's like a big party being like, woohoo, I signed a mint and I'm releasing a single. And there also might be another announcement at that party.
Oh,
I'm not even joking. I'm just like, I'm just trying to...
There might be.
There might be a little thing that I'm talking about, that I talk about when we have that party, Lolito, April 21st. It's a Sunday, but I don't have work until 3 p.m. the next day, so you guys should go.
Yeah, we'll be there. Well,
hell yeah.
We'll skip the tape and we'll come and
do that instead. Live tape.
Oh, live tape. Live tape, Jesse. Let's do it. you can't play the whole song because it's not
a teaser. Oh,
are you allowed to say the name of the song?
I'm going
to
say the name. I played this at my last show, actually. So you might have already heard this song if you were at my last show, but there weren't many people there. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a good thing in this case.
No, it was a good thing because it was like me playing the song for the first time live. But yeah, this is a song called "This Is the Part That's Too Hard to Explain." We're gonna launch a pre-save link. This is the part that I don't understand. Where it's like maybe there's a pre-save link somewhere. I need to ask Elise about that. I'm not sure. But yeah, April 16th, this song is coming out. It's called "This Is the Part That's Too Hard to Explain," and we're going to play a little snippet of it right now. So, Andromeda Monk produced that track. And she's been really great to work with. Thank you, Andromeda. Shout out Andromeda Monk. Hire her for your free jazz or producing, or maybe you just want her to play bass clarinet on something. Whatever you want, maybe she can do it. Those are some of her skills. She's got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Andromeda. I know I think she's listening anyway. But yeah.
Sounds great. We only had 30 seconds or so but
it was an impactful 30 seconds.
I tried to go for that's like the first course, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got vocal oohs when the drums kicked in. So,
yeah, no,
you know?
I'm like so fucking stoked. I'm part of my language. I'm so stoked for this. It's like, it's really major for me.
Huge W. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's so amazing. And very grateful that you decided to come on the show to say it. So that's very nice of you.
Rules. Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, you gotta stick with the real ones, you know? Not that everyone else in the city isn't real.
Else is fake.
It's not true. it's just nice.
You heard it here first. That was the second big announcement.
Selena. Oh, my God.
Well, that's fantastic news. I'm really excited for the show on the
21st. April 21st.
At the Lido.
And it also kind of doubles my birthdays in, like, a week, which is, I'm going to be out of town for it. Me and my partner are going Me and my partner are going to the Sparkling Hills Resort, Spa and Resort in Vernon.
Let me tell you, my girlfriend went with her mom and sister for her sister's 40th.
Yep. I'm so great. Amped. I'm so excited.
There's a lot of Swarovski crystal around.
It's it advertises itself as having Swarovski crystal encrusted or infused. I can't remember the exact word they use, but like every room is encrusted and infused with Swarovski crystals.
Yeah.
And there's like seven different saunas. I'm freaking so excited.
Yeah, she spoke very highly of it.
Yeah, that's thanks. The good thing. Yeah, I'm excited. That's where I'm going to be for my birthday, but this is going to be my at-home birthday party, basically. So show up.
April 21st.
April 21st.
At the Lido.
The Lido.
Well, three big announcements in one show.
Yeah, man. Oof. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is there anything we want to go out on?
We spent the whole time planning for the big surprise, and now we're like,
"Who's Rockstar again?"
When in doubt, play Hardy. That is what they say.
You know what you could play? Okay. Oh man, I don't know. I was gonna say, I think there's an old demo of the single on my Bandcamp. Am I allowed to say that?
If it's already out.
It's technically already out. Like, it's been out forever. I can't remember which album it's. I think it's on one of the I Got Home and All I Got.
How different are the two versions?
Extremely different.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I found it if we want to do that.
Okay.
You know what? We don't have time.
That's okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's fine. It's a nice teaser. You know where to find it if you feel so inclined. But, Selena, once again, incredible treat to have you on.
Such a treat to be here. Thank you so much, Jamie and Jesse.
What is, where can people find you?
Futurestar.bandcamp.com. Futurestar.rocks. Instagram.com/foreverfuturestar. Twitter.com/4EverFutureStar.
You had a website. What's your website?
My website is futurestar.rocks.
Let's go.
Nice. Yeah. All right, well, thank you once again.
Congrats.
Thank you so much for being here with me. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
We're honored.
Love it.
All right. We'll see you on the 21st.
See you on the 21st.
And I'm sure you'll be back sometime soon.
We'll see, yeah.
And I'm a neuroscientist. We've all heard the term bird brain, a pejorative phrase meant to describe a person as stupid or foolish. But in neuroscience, birds are used as models to study many neural processes, as they have cognitive abilities comparable to those of the cleverest mammals. Birds have exhibited surprisingly complex behaviors that pique the interest of scientists. Pigeons can be trained to complete tasks, corvids like ravens and crows appear to experience self-awareness, and songbirds use syllabic songs to communicate with each other. Studying vocal learning and imitation in songbirds like zebra finches has helped researchers explore how language is acquired, an important topic in human infant development and beyond. Much like how an infant's babbling becomes simple sounds and words, which then becomes complex language in children and adults, juvenile songbirds learn the songs of their parents with syllables as a building block. Over time, these syllables can then be rearranged if needed, for example, to imitate another sound they hear. Scientists are working to understand how avian brains process, remember, and reproduce vocalizations. Not only will this information help scientists and the public understand the complexities of bird behavior, it even creates opportunities to better understand human language development and acquisition. The underestimated bird's brain is an incredibly powerful tool for neuroscientists, and has given us insights that connect humans and birds in new and